Church of Sant'Agata, formerly of San Sisigno. You can find this point of interest in Ossuccio, Path 1, Stage 6. Information. Location. The church overlooks a churchyard of approximately 5 meters per 5 meters onto Via Cesare Giovio, at the heart of the historic center of Ossuccio. Paving. Via Giovio is cobbled, as is the churchyard. The church interior is paved with stone slabs. Architectural barriers. Access to the church is through the entrance on the facade, by crossing a low threshold or through the right entrance after climbing 3 steps. Services. Free parking available in the area. Leisure and food. There are bars and restaurants in the surroundings. Description. Drawn from the website acisolacomacina.it. The Church of Sant'Agata, previously dedicated to San Sisignes, stands in the historic center of Ossuccio. It has a simple gable facade overlooking the small churchyard. The single nave interior has a chapel on the right dedicated to Saint Agatha, and a large space beside the presbytery, again on the right-hand side. The oldest document referring to the church is dated 1299. It mentions its dedication to the soul San Sisignes, as does the report on the pastoral visit of Bishop Minguarda in 1593. Only at the time of the pastoral visit of Bishop Carafino in 1644 does the dedication to Saint Agatha finally appear. The restoration work carried out between 1993 and 1995 enabled to reconstruct the various historical stages concerning the building, from a primitive cemetery chapel to which a nave is added, beginning of the 6th century, to an early Middle Ages church, between the 8th and 10th century, and lastly, the Roman rebuilding, presumably in the 12th century, partially well preserved to this day with its original altar, a splendid holy water font decorated in high relief with fantasy animals, remains of frescoes, some of which undressed, others hidden in the attic, the gracefully splayed window openings. Starting from the end of the 17th century, the church underwent substantial interventions, eventually leading to the appearance it has today. The belfry, after the plaster was stripped off in 1989, is now one of the nicest bell towers in the Como area. The church hosts, at the side of the presbytery, a Roman votive altar, probably dating back to the 2nd or 3rd century AD, which, in addition to being a memento of the ancient pagan cult, has the great merit of having handed down the place name of the old Roman pagus and its inhabitants, the Ausuchates. Of interest is the altarpiece depicting Our Lady with the Child between Saint Sisignes, dressed as a bishop, although according to the tradition was a deacon, and Agatha, inside the splendid gilt wood frame, dated 1577 and signed by Giulio de Grassi. On the altar step, scenes from the martyrdom of Saints Vincent and Euphemia, before their judges, and 2 figures with tables carrying warnings on the respect that is due when entering a sacred place.